podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I always think that people in other jobs, if they're, you know, higher up jobs, higher paying jobs or whatever, they're smarter than me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think, wow, what's that like?
Yeah, they must be really clever to have got to that point.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But then sometimes the decisions that are made make me think, what?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could have done this a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. No one.
All right.
Right? For example, I hate to bring it up again, but remember how the bomb they launched back in October, brand new website.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so much better than the original. And guess what? We reckon it's going to cost $4.1 million to do.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, all right, well, you know, we assume that's what the cost of things is. And if it's going to be better than what we've already got, which is pretty good, then yeah, we're on board.
Go for it, guys.
And then they came out with a product that was less than, and they said, oh, by the way, it cost $96.5 million. What's that? $96.5 million.
Yeah.
But you said it was going to be 4.1.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a, oh, yeah, you know how these things go. No. No, because normally you get a quote for something. We're not on grand designs here.
No, do you know, it's quite funny because, you know, everyone's having a go at Jacinta Allen for the big build projects and all the money being siphoned off to the CFMEU for strippers and stuff.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I think maybe there was a bit of that action going on. Wild parties.
Oh.
And consultants in inverted commas.
Oh, we must, we've got to go up to Cairns because that's, you know, where we have to find out about weather and stuff.
Yeah, junkets.
And, you know, we've got to do that. Who knows?
Yeah.
But this has come into the fray again because, you know, this new mobile phone alert.
That's the warning system, right? Yeah.
So in July, there's going to be this nationwide test. And so we've seen this happen over in the States and stuff like that and some European countries where it's like, hey, warning, and you get a text on your phone.
Yeah.
Right? So this is long awaited. And you think that the phone is kind of one of the things that should have been looked at first, you think, to give a national warning about things because everyone has
one. I thought they were already doing some text messaging.
Well, this is the new warning system. So this is the one that's going to be, this is our plan. This is like the rigidige. This is how it's going to work, right? It's called AusAlert. Mm. And they're going to send a message to any device with a SIM card. And I'm hoping without a SIM, because a lot of the new phones don't have SIMs. Yeah. They're digital SIMs. So, look, who knows? But I'm thinking they've thought about that.
Yeah.
Surely. Targeting a location to within 160 metres. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to override settings like do not disturb to ensure that those messages are received.
Okay.
So this technology, there's going to be a test on July 27th at 2 p.m. And Geelong is one of the places that is involved in this nationwide test.
Okay, yeah.
So it's going to be a message that comes up, critical Aus alert. This is a test. No actions required. Test.
Test.
We're just testing it, right? So put it in your diaries now. Now, originally, they said, hey, how much is this going to cost?
Oh, here we go.
And the people said, look, we've budgeted $10 million.
Okay, we just had a guess. We had a meeting, you know. Gary and I got together. We had some charcuterie and a couple of beers.
Yeah.
And we said, how much do you reckon?
Should we have the meeting in Cairns? I don't know. The bombs seem to talk about it a lot.
Just say 10.
Like, no one will follow up. And everyone's like, okay, 10 million. That sounds about right to people like you and me.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what it's projected to cost now?
What?
$132 million.
How do they get it so wrong?
But where's the ass kicking? Because if I came to you and said, hey, I want to give away different types of cheese on the show.
Yeah.
You said to me, fine, you're mental, but fine. But how much is it going to cost?
Yeah.
And I said, $100. I don't know, $100. Yeah. Well, I originally said at 30 and you're like, nah, ask for 100.
Yeah.
So we asked for 100 and it did cost $100.
Yeah.
Okay. How... Explain to me.
You come back with
university people.
$1,200 worth of cheese on the credit card.
What? I would get my ass kicked.
You would, yeah.
And I would have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Who's paying for this? Us.
We are. That's
$10 million? No. 132 million. That is an increase of 1,000%.
They've got the work experience kid doing the estimations. They have. That's how they're trying to save costs.
I want asses kicked and yeah. I want a photo of asses kicked sent to my phone.
Do you know who'll do that?
Yeah.
CFMEU.
Allegedly.
Talk to Jacinta.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Need you to just woo.
Okay.
Normally on a Friday, you put the windows down and you go to your local and you're like, hey, I'd like a six pack of the finest.
Yeah.
Normally you have them in your office ready to go.
Sometimes.
Ordered from Blackman's.
Sometimes. What t-shirt am I wearing today?
Oh, you are wearing Blackman's.
It's my Blackman's t-shirt. So then when I get there,
yeah,
I look
they
like
they think
I,
you're a worker.
Yeah, I work there.
Mm. The potato
walk,
man.
Walk behind the bar.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that. You know, I spread mine around because I love local and local establishments serving different things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Should I name them all?
Yeah, let's go through them.
All right. Premix King in OG.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Premix Gang.
Yeah. If you don't go to the Premix King, you're an Love it.
Yeah.
That's just one of them. And now, you know, I'm not going to continue.
Okay.
Oh, no, BWS.
The OG Bottle Shop's good.
OG Bottle Shop's great down the Manor.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't mind a VB. Okay? And I need you to just. Yep.
No, okay, I'm here. I'm
know
with you.
That
I'm
there's
here
different
with you.
People. I don't like,
that's right,
as
no,
I call
understand.
Your beers,
yeah.
Grandma's Potpourri.
Yeah.
That kind of taste doesn't do it for me.
No, I know. I know my flavour in beer is not everyone's flavour of beer.
And like Jimmy always tries to push it on me too. Oh, taste this. It's so good. And it's like, I don't like it. Mm. It's my coriander for people that don't like coriander. Okay. I love coriander, but I'm never going to change. But and those people are never going to change.
Also, I like chili that is like as hot as you can get, right? You just melt my face off. So it makes sense that also flavor-wise for beers, I like my beers to be just melt my face off.
That is really good point. Yeah. Great Northerns, you give Lingy and I a lot of for drinking them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mainly
love a Great Northern.
Mainly because of their stance on national and state parks.
Oh, don't do that.
Remember that time we got an email?
Oh, we get so many emails. I forget people are listening. It is the top-selling beer in Australia for the last 5 years.
Great Northern.
Great Northern. Yeah, who knew?
Well,
the stats don't lie, mate.
Look, I don't want to.
Don't. No, just stay with me and shut up.
Can I just say lowest common denominator? Lowest common denominator.
Anyway, so VB, they used to be, I'm guessing, the biggest beer.
It's pretty iconic.
It was very iconic. And they're like, nah, we're sick of this Great Northern. We want to bring it back and we want to take it to them.
Yeah.
So they are introducing today, is my understanding, a new type of VB. It's called VB Mid. Shut up. So they're trying to tap into that 3.5%.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Market.
That's a lot of people drinking mid-strength. It's the
middies. Middies are the new full.
Exactly. Agreed. Yeah.
Right.
People want to be able to have a couple and then still drive.
Yeah. Yeah. So VB Mid is coming out. They said here, VB is still the best cold beer for a hard-earned thirst. Mm. See, you can't get around that iconic.
Mm, right? Exactly. The best jingle for a beer ever.
Yeah. But sometimes a full-strength beer isn't what you want at knockoff. That's why we've created VB 3.5% for those times when the day is done, but the job isn't.
Yeah. Look. It makes sense, right? Because they've got to fish where the big fish are, right?
Well, exactly. And people are either drinking a lot of no alcoholic or mids. Now, full-strength beer is on the way out. That's just what the trends say.
Yeah.
Right? Not for us.
Not at my house. 7% or die. Sometimes 7% and die. No, honestly, though, don't drink responsibly.
But
don't
you've got to have a different market for different people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Would you try the VB Mid?
Ask yourself that question. Like, just think before you ask that question.
I would.
Who do you reckon they've done the taste test with? Do you think they even bothered?
They're like, hey, guys, we're bringing it out and we don't care.
Just rush it out.
We don't care.
Don't let anyone try it until it's on the shelves. and in the bargain bin.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
So I want to talk about something that millions and millions and millions of people experience every month, sometimes for a short period, sometimes for a longer period. And period is the word that I want to use because I want to talk about periods right now.
Okay.
And it's still a taboo topic.
It is, yeah.
For half the population, most, I mean, depending, you know, ages and, you know, a whole bunch of other things we can pinpoint. But it's crazy that so many humans experience this and yet it is not talked about still in 2026.
Yeah.
So the Olympics were just on and we can say that now.
We can.
Because we're calling it a cold sports event.
The sort of statute of limitations has expired, so we can now say the word Olympics.
Yeah. And US figure skater Amber Glenn has spoken out because she had her period when she was performing her figure skating event.
Right. Yep.
And she said, when you have to perform in front of the whole world, it's scary and it makes you extra emotional and it's hard and you have to go and be an athlete despite how you feel.
Feeling like crap, yeah.
Exactly, right? She's also talking about, in this interview, the fact that she has to wear a figure-hugging gown, right? And the stress that you can have when you're menstruating to and the clothing that you wear around that period of time as
especially
well.
Especially if it's like a white outfit or like any color, but
super like I mean, figure skaters normally wear onesies,
yeah. Oh, yeah, like bodysuit or whatever,
bodysuit and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I think it's so good that she's spoken about this because a lot of people are saying that they're referring back to studies where men have had the machines on them.
Oh, the TENS machines,
Where it initiates cramping and things like that. And they're like, how would you feel if you had to go to work or you know, perform in, with this cramping going on. And they're like, oh, my God. A lot of men don't realise.
Yeah.
But for women, this isn't sometimes an everyday thing, depending. I have endometriosis, right?
Yeah.
So not woe is me, but it's like I'm in pain every day and you just kind of are used to it now. But some days it's worse than others. Like I can't sit down properly. I have to like, oh, to get up and stuff. And I don't talk about it because it's just like no one cares. You know when you're like, how are you today? And someone's like, well, it's like, really?
Don't give me the answer. Just tell me how you are. Keep moving. What I mean? You know, yeah.
But sometimes when you have to get it up for your family and your friends and your profession, we kind of forget that there's women out there doing this every single day in pain and also being like, I have to go to the bathroom right now because I'm dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much that the world doesn't talk about. And so I'm so glad that she has. And from an athlete's point of view, I think that that's so phenomenal because you would have a lot of athletes that have trained for this and want their body at that pure momentum performance to be like, I have trained so much to get to this specific time.
Yeah, 4 years, 10 years, my whole life.
And their only option is to skip it with her hormonal, like the pill.
Right?
To go on, put drugs inside your body or to compete at this level where your body might not be at its best.
Suboptimal, yeah.
And I think that a lot of people forget that.
Absolutely. It's weird that people don't talk about women's health. I mean,
thank you, Dart. This is why
No, because I love you. This is not what it's about, but I often am struck by how like unfair the balance does seem to be.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that you've noticed.
Like I'm bald. That's about as bad as it gets for me. I look like a thumb, right? But do you know what I mean? Like on a day-to-day.
You don't look like a thumb.
No, but I don't have on a day-to-day basis, on a week-by-week basis or a month-by-month basis, I don't have big periods, for want of a better word, where I am crippled by pain. And, you know, there are thousands of people out there with chronic pain for various different reasons and that doesn't discriminate between men and women or, you know, whoever. But for every woman to have this, to be lumped with this and that just be the way it is, it just seems very, very unfair.
Yeah.
And then there's all this other stuff as well. It's like endo,
I know.
And then there's other stuff.
Well, and that's the thing. And I mean, just a side note, I just want to say as well, endo is not a specific women disease.
True, but,
right?
There is that
so
as well.
A lot
yeah,
of men
yeah.
can experience that too. It is mainly women. But with the hormonal changes, that's another thing, right?
Mm.
Normally men's hormonal, it's like you're kind of on an even playing field, whereas we're kind of super up and super down, and yeah. we're expected to just do business as normal. Now, yeah. it's not an excuse. It's just an observation that I think a lot of people need to know, and I'll leave you with this. There's a lot of chat about endometriosis in the media at the moment,
mm-hmm.
with investigations going on about doctors this week on Four Corners,
yeah.
Or a doctor, you know, cutting out endometriosis and all this stuff. Go and have a look at that in your own time. But there are more studies on male dysfunction in the bedroom than there is on women, on women's uterus.
Yeah.
On the woman uterus area.
Yeah.
There's more studies on that for men than there is on this whole area yeah. of our body.
Doesn't surprise me at all. It sucks and
it's yeah. enraging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this has inflared my endometriosis.
You flared right up. Well said, mate.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Yesterday, we had a big sort of team bonding day
mm-hmm.
that went until just before midday.
Yep.
Right, and it was at the library, top of the library there, that balcony. My goodness, that view, isn't it stunning?
So many of us had never been there before, and you're like, oh, mate, that was your suggestion.
Because you can sort of, now don't quote me on this, but certainly when I went up there, you could just go up there.
Well, I think don't quote you. I think just.
Probably just check that you can, yeah. but you can definitely go up there and have a bit of a geeze.
Mm.
And so we had our little sort of team bonding thing up there yesterday, and I didn't realise, but yesterday morning pre, I found out that I had an appointment. It was a Zoom one, but it was right on, just after 12.
Mm.
Right on 12, I think.
Mm.
Anyway, finished at like 10 to 12, and I had parked down Western Beach.
Yeah.
Right? So I needed to get, I wasn't going to take a Zoom call sort of walking, so I needed to motor. I needed to get from the library some sort of arrangement past the police station, train station, Mercer Street, down to the waterfront, right? But the Western Beach part. So I got out of the library as soon as I could and started motoring towards my car on foot.
Mm.
And I'm pounding the pavement.
Yeah.
And I did a little sort of trot down the hill in Johnston Park, down the path, down the downhill bit. And then
I saw you trotting down the stairs.
Yeah, I did. Like, I took the stairs.
God, he's going to fall over.
Incidental exercise, and I'm not waiting for the lift. Anyway, so I'm pounding the pavement on the way to my car, and I get to, I don't even know what the street's called, but it cuts off near the Hotham and it goes straight to the waterfront.
Yeah.
Instead of going down Brougham Street. I'm pounding the pavement that way, and at that point, I've been walking at probably maximum capacity as fast as I can walk without running for quite a while now, and so my calves are stiff and burning.
Okay.
Like, they're really feeling the burn.
Yeah.
Right? I'm feeling like aerobics old style circa 1992.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just really pumping the pavement. And I'm like, oh gosh, this is a really good really good calf workout. They're going to looking even better, right? So I'm pumping on. I'm like, just tracking nicely, get to my car right on 12. So I nailed it.
Good.
But going the other way, there was a lady that was obviously in a rush to go the other way. As I got to the Western Beach Road, she's walking towards town.
Mm.
And so she's doing a different setup. So she's also in a rush, but she's not walking at maximum speed. What she's doing is she's doing a walk and then she's doing a little trot.
Oh!
And then a walk.
Yes.
And then a little trot.
Yes.
And then a walk and a little trot and repeat. So neither of us wanted to run.
Mm.
Understandably so.
But your brain is telling you that is the quickest way to get to the destination.
Yeah.
And then she's kind of like implementing a little bit of it. I'll do a little. Oh, no, no.
I could see she didn't want to run, but she needed to get there fast, right? So instead of just walking at capacity, she's doing the little trot and then the slower walk and the little trot. And what do you think's faster? And what would you do? What do you do? What's your arrangement? If you were in my exact shoes, you had a Zoom that you had to be at least in the car for.
I've been known to run.
Like proper run.
Yeah, and I have to hold like.
Yeah.
But I have to, because I'm not wearing a sports bra.
You have to cup yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes I do too.
I do. But I do the run, stop, because I am just so unfit.
Yeah, but you're not doing like small bursts, like 1, 2, 3, 4 steps and then a little walk. 1, 2, 3, 4 steps and then a little walk.
No, I have been known to be like, my brain's like, go on, you can do it. And it's like, you can't do it. Did you offer her a lift? Did you drive past?
She was going the other direction.
Yeah.
No, that's creepy.
Did you drive past me like, hey, I've been watching you and I see that you're in a rush.
You're in a rush, eh? That's why I've stopped you to talk.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.